I wouldn't know how to say it. Easy to get along with, or mm-hmm. something in this order.
Would you, what if you said that a girl was very common? What would it mean then?
That she was probably no good. Or.
It would be insulting then, yes, to say about a girl?
I think so.
And say an older person, maybe up in their 80s, who still gets around real well, doesn't show his age, you know, still does all the work. You said that he's what for his age? Do you ever hear, well, like, someone who's real active, you know, still doesn't seem to have any trouble getting around and working? Do you ever say peppy or trappy or chipper or
good shape.
Spry? Huh?
In good shape.
Okay. And say if your children are out later than usual, you'd say, well, I don't guess there's anything wrong, but still I can't help feeling a little...
nervous?
Or another expression.
Leery?
Well, you'd say you wouldn't feel easy, you'd say you felt...
uneasy?
And someone else might say, well, they'll get home all right, just don't...
worry?
And the child might say, I'm not going to go upstairs in the dark, I'm...
afraid?
And say someone leaves a lot of money on the table, goes out and doesn't even bother to lock the door. You'd say he's mighty, what with his money?
Brave.
Or he just leaves his money lying around. You say he's...
extravagant?
Or he doesn't seem to watch over it like he should. You say he's...
careless?
Okay. And someone who makes up his own mind and then there's no use arguing with him. He's not going to listen to anybody else. You say that he's...
stubborn.
And somebody that you can't joke with without him losing his temper. Just say the least little thing offends him. You say that he's...
bad-tempered, I guess.
Uh-huh. What about, you say you better
or
not...
quick-tempered.
Mm-hmm. And you better not tease him about that, because on that subject he's still awfully... Do you ever say...
irritable?
Mm-hmm. Do you ever say touchy or touchous or testy?
Touchy.
Huh?
Touchy.
And you say, I was just kidding him. I didn't know he'd get so...
angry.
And if someone's about to lose their temper, you could tell them to just keep...
quiet.
Okay. And you say, there's nothing really wrong with Aunt Lizzie, but sometimes she acts kind of...
sickly?
Or she acts kind of different or strange. You say she acts kind of... do you ever use the word queer or quar? Do you ever hear that word?
Queer?
Mm-hmm.
Would mean different.
How do people... has that word changed meaning since you were growing up?
Not using it that way.
How do people use it now?
Different.
Mm-hmm. Would you ever use it as a noun? I mean, say that someone was a queer?
I imagine so.
Would it have a special meaning then?
Yes.
What would it mean?
I know in my own words, but I mean, I wouldn't know how to say it.
What I'm wondering about is, a long time ago, the word queer just meant someone who was
different,
maybe sort of unsociable or just acted differently.
Yes.
And in some areas, the word queer now is being used to mean homosexual. Is that how you're thinking of it?
I guess that would explain it, yes.
Okay. Is that the way you've always heard?